We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Samach Vav Sif Beis, and that's what we'll be doing. Kshatzibur Gozim Tainis Al Kol Tzara Shal Tov Aleihem. When a particular tzibur makes its own tainis, they declare a fast because of tzara's chalila. V'chein b'tainis sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shachra Pesach. The same goes for Bahab after Pesach v'achar Achag and after Sukkis. Shenogim ba'ashkenaz, that the Ashkenazim are noagim. L'isanes hatzibur. Nogu arishonim lomer shatz aneinu ben golver l'rofe v'likros v'chal. The minig is that they say that the shatz says aneinu in Shmoneh Esrei as a separate bracha, and they lain v'chal. And then the Mechaber is going to go on and tell us v'yesh shetomu aleihem v'hikshu aleihem. There are those that had kashas about it. V'rosh yishev kushiyosan hilkach l'minig arishonim shomim. Therefore, you can listen to them. Now, let's go back to the Ramah. Hagah says the Ramah, miyu im kavu atainis bebeiz vehei ein dochin parshas haShavua b'shachris, that in a case where the tzibur was gozer on a Monday or on a Thursday, we don't do away with the laning of the parsha on Monday and Thursday in favor of vaychal elakorim b'shachris b'parsha ulaerev korin vaychal bulvad, and at mincha you lain korin vaychal. Bilvad Bahab Shemisan Achra Pesav Sukkis Shekorin Shachris Varvis Vaychal Valchi Nog. Now, what exactly is going on? Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are many that are cholik on the Ramah. They say that you lain Vaychal in Shachris also, even in a tainis that was declared because of tzaris. And he says Ein Levatla Minig, one should not be Mavatla Leminig. Now, what is the machlokus? The machlokus is like this. The parsha is Todir, is something that was set up by Chazal. It's something that Klal Yisrael does all the time. Here you have a fast, a tzom, that was declared by a particular kehillah. Who says that the tzom of the particular kehillah will be able to override the takana of laning the parshas of Shavua, and in Shachris we're not gonna lane the parsha, but instead we'll lane Vaychal? That's really what the machlokas is all about. Whereas, in the case of Bahab, there are more holes that Bahab was nispashit b'chol Yisrael, that Bahab of Pesach and after Sukkot is something that is not just a local issue, but all of Klal Yisrael is nog in it. So there, it is Docha the Parsha in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the same thing, the poskim say, the same thing would go for Chav Sivan, which was a minig b'chol Yisrael, that you can lay in Vaychal already in Shachris. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that Bizman Hazeh, even though these are universally known about Tanesim, people know about Chav Sivan, they know about Bahab, but actual fasters, there aren't all that many. In most Kehillahs, even where Slichas is said, people do not fast on Bahab or Chav Sivan. He therefore says that in such a case, means Bizman Hazeh, we would not be Mevatel the Parshas of Shavua. Even if you have a minion of fasters in the shul, for shachris, who would not be mevatel parsha shavu, this is not called something that nispashet b'chol Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah even has a shaila, he leaves it as a suffix, in the case of Chav Sivan that falls on Erev Shabbos, that the minig is not, even those who fasted, their minig was not to fast till Shabbos, they would break their fast before Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic, if you could say aneinu and lein vaychal even in mincha. Now further, says the Mechaber, umiyu, heichu shegozrim tainis shelo l'shum tzorach, where tainis was proclaimed in a certain sibur, not because something is happening, not for the sake of getting rid of a tzorah, elo loshuv b'tshuva, they decided that people have to do tshuva, Yeshno gim ledono ketainis sibur linin aneinu. There are those who are knowing to consider it a tainis sibur for aneinu ben goel lerofe ukrias vaychal. There you give it a din of a tainis sibur and you can lain vaychal and you say aneinu in ben goel lerofe as a separate bracha. Yeshno gim ledono ketainis yochid shafshatzein omer aneinu el b'shomei tefilah ve'motzin sefer Torah. Others say that since it's not for a tzora, it's just for the sake of tshuva, we would not consider it a tainis sibur to say aneinu is a separate bracha and to lein vaychal. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes into, first of all, the inyan of Yom Kippur Katan, that's held on Erev Chodesh. So he says that there are two minhagim. There are some that are knowing to actually say Aneinu ben Gola Rofe for the shatz and to lein vaychal, and others don't. And he really says that the ideal thing is for the shatz to say it only in Shomei HaTfilah. The Bir Halacha brings down that the tiniest tzaddikim, the different yard sites that tzaddikim fast on, also in Shovavim, he says not to lein vaychal. With regard to the fast of the Chevra Kadisha, which there were different minhagim, today the minhag is on Zion Adar in many places, but the fast of the Chevra Kadisha, they do lay in Vaychal. The Mishtabura says that if the morning, if it falls on a Monday or a Thursday, they should not be docha the Parshas of Shavua, but at Mincha they would lay in Vaychal then. Mishtabura brings down that there's a minhag to give tztaka at mincha time of a tainis. The Gemara says, Agri tanisit tzidkasa, the ikar schar of a fast is the tztaka that one gives. And he says that ideally one should give the amount of money that he would have spent on the food of that day, you give that laniyah. Meaning you save money by fasting, make sure that you're not gaining on the deal, make sure that you give tztaka out of it. But he does say that they should not be collecting this money during Chazaras HaShatz.